life in your baptism. you do not want to give in to your old fallen nature. You do not want to willfully sin, nor do you want to become a holier-than-thou pietist who believes that they are righteous because they behave better than their neighbor. So all the while, our Lord's verdict upon such behavior is nothing more than a whitewashed tomb, which looks clean outwardly, but inwardly is filled with rottenness, corruption, and regret. And so life oftentimes appears to us to be wearying, frustrating, and the way forward offers no present solution. How then shall you live? What shall you do? The epistle explains very clearly to us not what you can do, but what has already been done to you, for you, and in you. The epistle proclaims this word: you were therefore buried with him through baptism into death. The justice Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even you too should walk in newness of life. In your baptism, you die to your old nature, even though it still clings to you in this life, and you are covered with the righteousness of Jesus Christ himself. Now, the fear that Christ died for you is not necessarily news to anyone in this room. Christ died on the cross to take away your sins, but ponder his death for a moment in a bit of a different way. On the cross, Jesus died twice. He suffered your eternal death, and he suffered his own physical death too. That second death, eternal death, came first. It was far more horrific, for Jesus cries out, "My God, my Father, why have you forsaken me?" God bent his Son on the cross for the sins of the whole world. God the Father forsook God the Son and made him to be sin there for sinners. Thus Jesus suffered an eternity of the second death while he was on the cross. He died, he prayed, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Jesus has undergone both eternal death and physical death. And now you too are delivered because you have been covered with him. As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have been baptized into his death and resurrection. So in his battered physical body, Jesus suffered your physical death. But that was not the end of the story, for 3 days later, as you well know, he rose again from the dead. He appeared to the women, then to the disciples, and then to over 500 brethren at once. He showed them his body, his hands, his side, demonstrating both that he had died and that he was risen. Risen again, we say. He lives and reigns forever. He has conquered the inevitable ends of death and the grave. You already have this eternal life. Jesus gave it to you, placed it upon you in your baptism. He died your death for sin, suffering God's wrath on the cross. In baptism, he shares it with you, and you die with him to sin. Having borne the totality of your sin, Jesus shares this death with you with a splash of water accompanied by his word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So if you are asked, will you suffer God's judgment for your sin? An appropriate response would be, in my baptism I already have. For there I have died to sin, and now I have risen to a new life. But if people ask for their explanation, you simply say, Jesus paid the penalty for my sin on the cross, and he gave me his righteousness on the practicing a holy baptism and you have been raised up with Christ in that same baptism, death remains your enemy. That is true. Your once dead soul now has eternal life already and will remain alive as long as you remain in Christ. This is the precious treasure and promise of your baptism. You can see my father Luther rejoiced. He did not say, I was baptized. Luther said, I am baptized. And on his deathbed, when asked the question why Jesus should receive him, Luther simply said, because I am baptized in him. You do not shout on Easter Sunday, he was risen, but he is risen. Christ is always in the present for you, and you rejoice now that Christ lives forever. I am baptized does the same for you. It declares for you that eternal life is yours already now, not for your sake alone, but for Christ's sake and his suffering and death on the cross. What a precious treasure this is. And this treasure grows more and more precious in the face of death, because the devil and your old sinful nature conspire together in order to deny you the peace and comfort that comes from grace and mercy and peace in Christ. For you see, when death is there, death appears to have the final word. The mouth of the grave appears to swallow you up. But your Savior's word speaks a different language to you. He says, I died, and death did not hold me. I conquered the death of both body and soul in holy baptism. I have given you this victory as well. Your soul has already been raised up to eternal life, and now, my beloved child, your body is about to be raised up again. While death still remains mankind's enemy, I will keep it under my feet, Jesus says, and until I destroy this last enemy once and for all, when I will raise you from this death. For I will use my gift to transform your battered, afflicted body, the gift given me by the Father in my resurrection, so that your body will be like unto my glorious body. You have, in one sense, my friends, been living in eternity already since your baptism. But you live in eternity only in this life by faith. Jesus says to you, since the moment I baptized you, you are my child. And now you can start living eternally by sight in my glory too. I do not pretend